Blog Talk Radio.
Out in the streets, they call it murder.
Jump where the thugs them jump but to bone are within a van box. It's in a your handbag, your knapsack, it's in a your backpack. The smell of your girlfriend contact. Come boy, not know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories and pose like them name Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hardcore, cause Sanders are not back to. The thugs them we do where them got to. And won't think twice to shot to. Don't make them spot to. Unless you carry guns and lads to. A beer talk team come at you. When trench town man stop laugh and block up traffic. Then them we learn pop up and them start stop it. With the pin pile long and it a beat rapid. Police for me in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Get chopped like a bad habit. So no bother post up if you're down to it. Rastafari stands alone.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
To jam down, poor people are dead at random. Political violence can't done. Fear ghosts and phantom. The youth them get blind by stardom. Now the king of kings are called. Whole man to pick me. So wave on no one if you with me. To see this operation stick me. Them suit not fit me. To win election them trick with them. Them down to nothing at all. Come on, let's face it. I get our education's basic. And most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them take the guns replace it. And them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have up some fatmatic. With the extra magazine in a them back pocket. And a bleach at night time in a some black jacket. All who not lock blocks and them a lock rocket. Them we pull the up fuck up runs like a shock socket. Them we run a road block with all the cops block it. And from now till a man in a stop clock it. If them run out around a broke back rocket. Outside, north side. East coast, west coast. Yo. Cornwall, Middlesex, and Surrey, y'all. Hey.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Table Talk with T. And I'm sorry we had to switch days at the last minute. I was knocked out yesterday. Ronan called me at like 8:50, and he's like, you doing the show today? I'm like, no, I'm asleep. I was knocked out, so we're going to do it today. So how you doing tonight, Ronan?
Doing good. You can challenge your cookies and drinking liquor.
What kind of liquor are you drinking? No blunt? Just liquor?
Devil's cut.
What is that?
We'll talk about this show. I'll show you.
I ain't never heard of that. Sound like some bootleg liquor.
No,
but anyways, so it's a lot of news going on. Like, you know, like every week there's always something going on, always something interesting. And we're starting off one of the topics in the chat room. VH1 Access was asking me if I heard about Real from I Love New York. And
yeah.
Basically he has stage 4 colon cancer. So it's been all over the news. TMZ was reporting it. I saw the picture that was posted on Media Takeout. And he does look really good. He looks like he's in good spirits. But stage 4 cancer is very serious. I know a lot of times they say people with stage 4 cancer only have about 6 months to live. So it's very unfortunate, you know. And when they were on the show, they ended up getting their own spinoff show because they were so popular. So it's really sad to see him suffering from that. And I think it should raise awareness because a lot of times in the Black community, we don't talk a lot about cancer and getting health checkups and screening and things like that. And not to mention, some of us don't have insurance either. So that makes it tough to get screened for certain things. But, I mean, I definitely am praying for him. I hope he makes it through because that's something very, very serious. Anytime you have cancer, you know, you can definitely die from it. You know, it can affect your body long term. So hopefully he'll survive it.
And I agree with that. When I heard about it, I don't know, took me back to what, you know, some of the family members were experiencing. And a lot of people say when they reach a stage 4 or something to that effect, it's terminal. But actually, it's best to not really pay attention as much as what the doctors say, but focus on recovering. Because a lot of people, like, say you only have 6 months to live. If you get it in your mind, that's how much time you got. It's either that time or shorter. Because you focus on that.
Right, right. Yeah, you definitely can't go off of exactly what the doctors say. You know, they're not God. They might give you 6 months and you might end up living 6 more years. But I mean, I definitely hope he beats it, you know. The whole situation is very, very sad, as if were anybody else if they were diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. You know, and I know especially colon cancer. It's just crazy how cancers... I remember growing up, you probably heard of, you only heard about cancer like every now and then. You know, back then it was only like leukemia. But now there's like every part of the body can get cancer. It's crazy. You have people with lung cancer, brain cancer, colon cancer. You know, it's like cancer is just all over now. And it's just so much, it's like popular. You know, like some people get cancer. And I think a lot of it, I honestly do think some of it is like due to like the chemicals in the food, things that people eat, the radiation. You know, just all the stuff that they're doing to the environment, the chemtrails. I think a lot of that stuff is causing the cancer too. Because you didn't hear about all these cancers back in like the, you know, 70s, you know, 60s, 70s, early 80s. And VH1 acts to saying that he's only 33. And, yeah, that's, he's really young. You know, and to be having stage 4 cancer at 33, that's sad.
It is. And you got to think about, like, back then, you had a lot more kids and more people getting and staying in shape. Where you had kids just running around outside. It helped, you know, keep them from the situation that we see are popular today. But nowadays, where kids are more sedentary, where they're not moving as much, and plus with all the extracurricular stuff on our food and the air and everything else that we deal with, the stuff that used to plague people in the twilight of the years, that stuff is happening in people much more frequency, like younger. I mean, 33 or even 20s, even teens. I mean, some of that stuff may be hereditary, but some of the stuff is just accelerated by all the additives and everything else, you know, today. So, and as a preventative measure, fellas, you do have to get your prostate checked. I know it's a terrifying situation, especially going to the doctor and then going through that experience. But I think they have new methods to get that checked, because that is a very important checkup for men like ourselves. You know, it used to be like you get around your late 30s and 40s. I'm 37, but still, now you have to look, you know, at getting checked younger, because, you know, real is 33. So it's not uncommon for certain things like genetics or certain situations to aggravate, you know, the growth of this kind of cancer. So go see the doctor.
Right, right. Definitely. So that's definitely something that people should take into consideration. VH1 Access is also saying that Mary Tyler Moore from the Mary Tyler Moore Show has terminal brain cancer as well. So, yes, a lot of cancers and a lot of things, you know, going on out here, unfortunately. One of the topics that we did want to hit on tonight was the whole Sherry West situation. And if you guys don't know who that is, I had did the video on her. And basically, Sherry West is a white woman who stated that some teens walked up to her. They tried to rob her. And basically, when she refused to give them money, they pulled out a gun and shot her baby in the face and also shot him about 5 times. So it was causing a lot of controversy. I remember when I first heard about the story, I was at the grocery store, and one of my homegirls, she texted me, and she was like, do you think this story is for real? This white lady's on the news crying. My girl lives in Georgia, so that's why she was texting me. And she said, there's this white lady in the news, she's crying, she's saying some black kids ran up and shot her son. She's like, you need to, you know, Google the story. So by that Sunday, it started making national news. I was seeing it on TV. And, you know, when I first heard the story, you know, my heart went out because I felt really bad. I'm like, dang, this is crazy. But then it was just like, you know, when I started seeing the stuff that was coming afterwards, it just didn't make sense. Like, your baby gets shot in the face. Then, in return, you herp and cremate him. From what I'm hearing, they cremated the baby within 48 hours, if that. She gave away all the baby's clothes. It's almost like she didn't want to have an attachment. And at first, people were trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. So a lot of commenters online were saying, well, you guys don't know how she feels. This is her second son that she's lost. You know, maybe that's how she grieves. But, you know, like I said in the video, when I was starting to do more investigation on how her son died, because she made it seem like her son was just killed randomly in a drive-by or something. And it ended up coming out that her son was the aggressor. He went to rob somebody, and the person ended up wrestling the knife away from her son and stabbing her son, and her son ended up dying. The man who killed her son was not charged because it was self-defense. So to me personally, her story is just not adding up. I'm not saying she's guilty. I'm not saying that she pulled the trigger and killed her baby. I'm not saying she paid these young men. But what I'm saying is something is not adding up. And then two days ago, her daughter that she had given up for adoption, she had put her daughter in foster care when she was 8 years old, but they are maintaining some type of, you know, relationship. Her daughter went to the media and told the media that her mom called her the day after her little brother was killed and was asking about insurance money, how soon the check would come, and not sounding like the grieving mother that she was sounding like on television. So it's just a lot of holes in the story that's just, you know, like I said, the story just doesn't sit well with me. Something doesn't make sense. And every time she cries or she has to show some type of emotion, you know, she kind of overdoes it, but yet and still there's no tears. So it's just, it's kind of crazy, but we live in such a crazy world. It's like, you know, it's hard not to be shocked. Like somebody said in the chat room, reminds them of the Casey Anthony case. You know, it's like, you know, you just never know what people are really doing, and they run to the media with all types of stories. So what did you think when you first heard about the whole Sherry West situation, Ronnie?
I actually believe it's saturated with bullshit, personally. Just the fact that your daughter tells you, like, you know, just basically said, like, she called the next day and was more worried about the insurance. Usually when you're grieving about a loss, especially of your own child, that's the last fucking thing that's on your mind. The last thing. And
right.
It's just like, again, like seeing, you know, the video and watching, because I can tell when someone's genuinely grieving. I mean, people grieve in different ways. Some people hide it better than others, but something is just like manufactured, like a bit phony, you know, doing a little bit too extra. Or, because again, like, you know, some parents are hysterical, you know, just in the loss of their child. But it's just like the whole thing doesn't sit right. There's just too many odd pieces in here, you know, and I'm really not feeling this, because it's no different than the chick that sat there and bladed an imaginary black man, which seems to be the default thing, and end up being the cause of their children's deaths or anything. So really, really, yeah, it's a real hard sell on me. I'm just not buying
it. You're talking about Susan Smith.
Yeah, I'm just not buying the whole story. You know, I mean, I can't even put my finger on it.
It's suspicious.
I'm an intuitive person. Like, when something feels right or feels wrong, usually I'm close to being right most of the time. But it's just like, this right here, this does not feel right at all. There's some bullshit afoot. Serious.
Right. And they won't even name the 14-year-old. They said that they're not going to name him because he's too young. You know, so the whole situation just sounds crazy. And then the boy, the 17-year-old mom and auntie, they were arrested because supposedly giving false statements relating to the case, making things up. And then they also supposedly found a handgun, you know. And I think this scenario kind of plays out where maybe they might have been involved, but maybe she was a mastermind. You know, maybe she did it to get money. Maybe it was a drug deal gone bad. You know, who knows? You know, I would hope that a mother would not be involved in having somebody shoot her child point blank. in you know, point blank range in the face. But you just never know. I mean, we live in such a crazy world where people don't care. People are wanting to kill other people for a dollar. I mean, it's just, it's gotten that bad out here. So it's I can't put anything past her.
And you can't. We live in a society where people can make anchor babies at will and take the resentment on the kids who didn't even have to be here. Or all this silly nonsense that goes on in the fraud that is, you know, family court. Or you're seeing, like, things like the Menendez brothers, what they did, you know, or that one dude that cut his mom's head off and put it on Facebook. Mm. I mean, like, no one, I mean, it's the lack of shame and basically with all the crazy stuff out there, no one's giving a fuck anymore. Not even about themselves, for themselves, or their fellow man. And it's, I don't know what people are on, but now it's just like that lack of empathy here. To where you can't rule out anything out here. I mean, you got some, you know, even so-called parents prostituting their children, or even selling them, you know, like that chick that sold her baby for porn, or to a porn star, or known pedophile. There's no safety out here. None.
That's the truth. That is the truth. It's like people are just out here wilding out. You know, like I said, I hope she's not guilty. I hope she has nothing to do with it. But again, we've seen it before. You know, we've seen it before where people have accused, whatever, for whatever reason, it tends, the accused is usually a black man, a big, scary black man, you know, who gets accused of being the kidnapper or the killer. And then when it comes out, it ends up being the woman who did it. So, you know, it's really, really sad that people would be willing to do something like that, you know, especially to an innocent child. But money will make you do some crazy things. It really will. You know, so I just find the whole case disheartening. But I'm glad that her daughter was strong enough to come out to the media and tell the truth. You know, so I think it would have been worse had she held that in or ignored it. Because if she is in some way guilty or has something to do with it, they definitely need to look at that. You know, I don't want to see two kids go to prison for the rest of their lives if that woman plotted everything, if she was behind it somehow. You know, and if they're guilty, they definitely should go to jail, but it definitely should be a situation where they leave no stone unturned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's going to come out either by pressure or, I mean, from outside or inside, from guilt. It's going to come out because far too many times, you know, you do have these individuals who try to play innocent, but they end up being revealed as part of the scheme or the masterminds of it. So my guess is the mother, again, like, with, you know, the daughter saying, like, she was more worried about the insurance. Yeah, that's I feel a setup on this one. I feel one.
Right. Because most people don't have insurance on babies that young. I mean, it's really not that normal. You know, the baby is less, you know what, he's 13 months old, so he just turned a year. Most people do not have full life insurance policies on babies that young.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. The whole thing is just kind of just strange to me, you know. But we're just going to have to wait and see how this story plays out. We're definitely going to have to see how this story plays out. But like G. Stewart was saying in the chat room, some people just shouldn't have kids. Now, let me ask you in the chat room, if there's a way to make, because I always see people writing this comment on my videos, where, like, people should have to fill out an application and do a background check and a, you know, criminal history and a mental history before having children. Do you think if there's a way to do that, do you think it should be done? Or should people just have the free will to have kids?
I personally think they should have genuine communication. Like, not the scripted nonsense that people like to put up in the beginning and throughout the relationship, but genuine communication, asking questions that need to be asked, some questions that might feel uncomfortable at the moment being asked, but I'd rather know now than later. Or they need to know things about their health, things about family history, possible genetic defects or something like that, how they handle certain things. You know, it didn't, not so many, not all these questions are as intrusive as the lies that come packaged under false pretenses. So,
right. Bonafide Lovin' is saying that you start a slippery slope once you start doing that. And she's also thinking that it's too far. But, you know, I think it's true because, you know, I heard people say, you know, like let's say somebody's a bad mom or, you know, their kids get taken away or they abuse their kids. People are like, she should be forced, you know, I believe in forced sterilization and she shouldn't be allowed to have no more kids. And I always feel funny about that, you know, just for the fact that, you know, who am I to say that somebody shouldn't have kids? Who am I to say that somebody doesn't deserve to procreate or be a mother, be a father? Am I saying that everybody is a good parent? No, I'm not saying that. But I don't think you can start determining who has the right to have children because then you get into eugenics. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
And I don't like that whole theology. But I guess what just bothers me with the whole situation is I think, okay, somebody has a child, give them a chance. But when they're showing you that they're an unfit mother, they should have their kids taken from them. This woman had two children. Both ended up in foster care. So at what point in time was she declared sane or okay to have this other child? She couldn't raise her daughter, who she gave up when she was 8. She didn't raise her son, who ended up in foster care, and then he was later on killed. And then now she has a third child, and that child is dead. You know, so it's just kind of crazy. It makes you just kind of think, like, you know, should there be a line? Should there be a determination? Should there be a certain rule? And I even know people... Okay, I know this guy. Okay, and that's why I'm putting him on blast. So I know this guy. Now, we were working together. This one, I was like 19 at the time. We were working together, and he told me he was like, he had wanted to go out after work and go shopping and stuff. And he was like, my baby's mom wants to come with us. So I'm like, oh, you know, cool. You know, he's just a friend. It's not like I'm talking to him. I'm like, all right, that's okay. He's like, well, let me just warn you about her. She's kind of off. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm just thinking she's maybe just ghetto, loud. You know what I'm saying? So she comes to the car, and the lady is mentally retarded. I don't even know how easier I can say it. Like, she's literally slow. Like, she probably has a mental capacity of a 10-year-old. And this woman is in her, I want to say at this time, she's probably like in her late 20s, maybe early 30s. You know, just... And so my first thought, when you see someone like that, and this is his baby's mother, I'm thinking, well, maybe she got into a car accident, right? So I'm thinking maybe she got into a car accident a year or two ago when he just decided to stick with her. I'm thinking he's a good man. And so we're at the mall, and, you know, she's walking with us, and she's just so childlike. It's like she's pointing at everything. She wants to touch everything. She's like, you know, see, and look here. And, you know, the sweetest lady, but she was, I'm not even trying to be funny, no joke. She was seriously, I don't know if that's politically correct, I'm sorry if I offend anybody, but she was mentally handicapped. So, you know, after our outing, I asked him the next day at work, I said, well, can I ask you a personal question? Because they have two kids together, okay? Can I ask you a personal question? Yeah, what is it? I said, well, what happened to your baby's mother? Was she in an accident? You know, did something happen? Did she fall? And he was like, nah, she's always been like that. So that made me pause, you know what I'm saying? I said, well, what do you mean she's always been like that? He was like, she was born like that. I said, wait, she was born with the capacity of a 10-year-old? He was like, yeah. I said, well, I don't understand how she your baby's mother. He was like, well, you know, things happen. And he had sex with this retarded lady and got her pregnant, not once, but twice. And her family was mad, but they didn't press charges. So I'm just like... This is insane. Like, who was having, you know what I'm saying? And this is not a unique story. Like, this woman was mentally retarded, and she had, and you were laughing at me in the chat room. I'm dead serious. This lady was slow. I'm not trying to be funny. She wasn't in a wheelchair or nothing. She was retarded. Like, I'm talking about slow. I'm not being funny. When I tell you this was a grown woman with the capacity of a 10-year-old, and she had two children by this man, and their kids are normal, so don't get me wrong. The kids were normal. I met the kids later on, some, you know, cute kids, adorable kids. But my thing is, how is it okay for you to get her pregnant when she doesn't even know she's coming or going? How did she raise her children? How is that fair to the kids? Because now the kids are here, but the mother has the mentality of the child. You know, so it's crazy. I'm not saying that people who are mentally disabled shouldn't have children. What I'm saying is that she was not capable. She didn't know she was coming or going. It wasn't like she got into a car accident. And he wasn't in a relationship with her. He didn't know from childhood. He was supposed to be watching on something. He ended up sleeping with her. So, in our reality, he shouldn't have slept with her. So her parents basically had to raise the kids. So her parents, because... people used to talk about it at work, and her parents were upset And at first they wanted to press charges because there is a such thing as messing with somebody who's, it's some, I forgot what the law is, but you're messing with somebody who isn't like mentally capable. So he could have been charged with that, but they ended up dropping the charges just because she was having the baby. They just decided to raise the kids for her. You know, but I don't know how she handled the pregnancy. All I know is that she has two kids, and she's mentally slow. And it was because this man was sleeping with her, you know. So I just feel like at times, you know, how can we dictate who can and who can't have children? That's the whole point of the story. Because people are always like, people should have to fill out applications. People should have to get permission. How do you dictate who can? Because she was mentally ill, but she was still able to have a child. But it was because of that man. I don't even think the woman knew what sex was, to be quite honest with you.
You know, this really takes me back to high school. And there was a guy we used to play basketball with, barefooted. I don't know why he played basketball barefooted, but that's what he did. And we met this this chick who had the same condition, where she was very young in the mind, like mentally challenged. And I thought she was cool, you know. And her name was Star. And I thought she was a cool chick. You know, she just say hi, and she's real friendly. But this dude, he was on another agenda. He was just looking at her body. He was just looking to smash. And, you know, he was intent on pursuing her. And, like, all, the last time I seen him, you know, he was out there talking to her. And I came back from the military, ended up, you know, seeing him again at the basketball court. And I said jokingly, I said, man, you know, remember that chick you was trying to holler at, you know, that, you know, chick that she wouldn't, you know, she wasn't too fast or anything like that, but, you know, she was, you know, a little crazy chick, you know, Star. And, like, well, now I was in there laughing, cracking jokes, and I know she wasn't laughing. He's like, well, yeah, it's my baby mom's. And seeing, like, in some ways, I'm not really even laughing at that, like, with her. It's just the fact that, you know, he came out there with some real ill intentions toward her. It wasn't even about her as a person. It was just about,
right,
you know, just something to do, like thinking he could take advantage, and end up coming back on him. Now, as far as, you know, women like her and the lady like in question, it's not to say that she would be a bad parent, but then, like, you got to figure that child, that mindset, especially when you're dealing with children, because
right,
she is thinking about that same level or slightly above. And the other people who are involved, like loved ones, they have to take her role in a sense. And then, like, it'll have to come a time where people will have to explain to the child, you know, how to possibly bond and connect with the mother, because, again, it's very shaky ground, like, to understand how, what her thought process is at the time. I mean, it is a good question, like, how do you, not to say, like, you know, anything like treat them like aliens or something like that, but the thing is, like, that's a question that usually doesn't come up. Like, how does someone convince someone to, in that condition, to be intimate with them? I mean, or,
right,
you know, not to say they're not human, but again, it's like, again, it goes back to that mindset. Like, do they understand?
No, it's not about saying that they're not human, but it's just the fact that when somebody's that young, I guess I look at some people, not all people with disabilities, but when it's like a mental disability, I look at them sometimes like a child. I wouldn't mess with the child. So even if a person is physically an adult, if their mentality is that of a child or where they can't really take care of themselves, I treat them with the same, you know, with the same cotton gloves, like, you know, with just extra protection, just like I would an old person, you know, like an older, you know, person. I wouldn't sleep with a 90-year-old man, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like I would treat them with that same level of respect. So it was just odd because, and then, you know, when you see something like that, the first thing you're thinking is, oh, okay, she must have gone to an accident or something must have happened to her. But for him to go into the situation knowing that, she was, I just don't believe that her mental state, she was capable of honestly knowing, like, you know, what sex was and the whole gamut of it until it happened. You know, but she was of age. It wasn't like he slept with her when she was, you know, a little kid. She was a grown woman. But it just made me kind of look at him kind of strange, like, you know, I don't know. I just felt like she should have been left alone, like she should have been cool. Because at the end of the day, you know, she has these two kids, but she can bond with them, but not to the fullest extent.
Right.
You know, and I think that was the hard part because the kids have to be raised by the grandmother. And they didn't understand for a long time why their mom was like that or what happened to their mom. You know,
yeah.
So it was just a confusing situation that he couldn't come around the kids because, you know, if you're going to sit up here and have sex with somebody who's disabled, what's to say you won't have sex with a child? You know, so it's like the grandparents didn't even want him around the kids. So it was just like a crazy situation. He had no qualms about talking about it and everything else. It was just really strange.
Well, it's not just, you know, the individual's mindset in question, but the person who is initiating this stuff. Because, again, like, okay, it's not to rule out the possibility that this person might genuinely love the individual. And that's a solid individual to look at this person for the very core of themselves and not of, you know, all the superficial stuff that a lot of us tend to. But then you got to figure, they already know this person's level of comprehension. They already, because again, like going through those changes through pregnancy or sexually, that's a lot of confusion, you know, at that mind level of, you know, at that mind and like trying to understand what's going on. So that can, I wouldn't say damage, but it makes things difficult to understand or comprehend. So, I mean, it's like, it's a real, this subject has a lot of twists and turns to it because, again, it's like, I mainly concern myself with the person, like, you know, at that mindset level, like being an adult. I've had friends, I haven't even seen them in years, who were like this. Some were older than me. But they were thinking much younger than I was. And
mm-hmm.
It teaches you how to grow up. And, like, you go out there and show them things because they're trying to understand, just like any child would, trying to get a grasp of the tangible world out there. But the fact that someone, like, you know, injects sex or adult themes beyond this young person's level to understand, that I take a negative context towards that because that is just like, I start questioning things. Just like anybody else, I mean, I'm like, okay, why? Knowing this, you know, why?
Right. But I guess the reason why I bring that up is because, you know, again, people are always saying who should and who shouldn't have kids, you know, and sometimes it makes you wonder when people, you know, have a family member who might be bipolar, or who might just be crazy as hell, you know, or have anger problems or just, you know, off the chain. But then, you know, people will have kids with this person and then in return, things get passed down to the kids or the woman ends up killing the kids or the man ends up abusing the kids or just something happens and you got to ask yourself, well, should this person even have a kid in the first place?
Right.
You know, and it's just, it also goes back to even the young kids, like Gene Stewart is saying in the chat room, you know, even the young kids who have kids, like that little girl who was 14 and got pregnant, you know, who was having sex with her? She's 14.
Yeah.
Nobody has stepped up to claim to be the father, but yet and still she's having sex. She gets pregnant, she has a 9-pound baby, and she's so childlike in her mentality, she puts the baby in a shoebox and hides it under her bed, and the baby ends up, you know, decomposing, and they find the baby after a month. You know, so it's just like, it's crazy. So you got to ask yourself, you know, sometimes I look at the people like, you knew, you know, there were some issues there, or you knew this person was crazy, so why even bring a child into that environment?
Mm-hmm. But you got some people who don't even think that far ahead, or the other person, or other people involved. That's why you get situations like this. And the whole thing about trying to control who's fit to have a baby or not, in some ways we do, but again, it goes through the vetting process, when you ask the honest and genuine questions to get genuine, honest answers, you make that assessment, damn, can I make a family with this person? You know, if I happen to have sex with this person, can I be pleased with the idea of the possibility of getting this person pregnant? If people only ask themselves and each other those questions, we probably eliminate half the fuck-ups out here, just to put it bluntly, because there's some people who, you know, created some children. Not everybody here was created out of love. Some were conceived in some of the most unwelcoming places.
Ratchet ways.
Yeah, ratchet-ass ways. We just had to keep it on 10%. I mean, like, you can't,
right.
I mean, if kids actually knew how they were conceived and where they conceived, there'd be a lot of pissed off kids, honestly. Or why? Because some parents do make a living sprouting out babies. Some have anchor babies and thinking like, oh, well, if I can have this child, I'm going to keep this, you know, the significant other around. How many times has that worked?
So, or he's a child support check. You know, that is my money. That is my income. And even they're saying in the chat room, VH1 Access is saying that you have all these young parents, young kids trying to be on TV. You know, G. Stewart was saying that a lot of people like to have kids and they want to drop them off, you know, at the babysitter and go to the club.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like people want to have their cake and eat it too. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, I do feel like TV shows like Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant, they do glorify it. They make it look really different. These girls aren't really struggling. They're making $100,000 per episode. Yeah, they're going to make it look like they're struggling, but they're not struggling. They're cool for the most part. Even when MTV ends up leaving, they're paid. But you are not going to get pregnant at 16. It's a whole other story.
Yeah, you're right. And they don't tell you about the extra stuff that they leave on the editing room floor. They don't tell you about the late nights you got to stay up or the all the visits and the medical care that the children need, the food, you know, the budgeting you have to do. You know, all the other stuff that comes with it, but then they like to, just like cigarettes, they like to glorify this and think it's a cool thing. Hey, if I get pregnant and I'm going to my sophomore year, you know, I'll have a baby, and they treat it like a keychain accessory. When really, that's a responsibility that demands a lot of attention and time. And plus, if you're aspiring to do something in a long-term like career, some of that stuff has to be held back or let go. But they don't talk about that.
Right. It's crazy, you know, trying to figure out the right time. You know, and I get sometimes, you know, people think the grass is green on the other side too, because then there's always the other case where you have women who wait a long time to have kids. You know, like they didn't want to have kids early or they didn't find the right person, which is fine, or they want to focus on their career and now they're in their 30s, you know, and they're trying to have kids, but it's like, you know, they're trying to find a man, can't find a good guy, you know, they want to get married. It just gets harder for women, too, sometimes as they get older, you know. So it's just like you just, it's definitely a balance. It's definitely a balance. Because, you know, I have friends right now, they want a family, they're ready to settle down, they got their degrees, they're making their money, but now there's like, there's no man. Because a man can always get a, you know, 19, 20-year-old chick. But once you're 30, 34, 35, you know, it's a lot harder. You know, especially, well, you know, once you get older, you know, the woman, it gets a lot harder for some women. Not all, I'm just saying, just some. So it can be very hard.
Well, think about the people who have that situation where they feel they have the education and the career, but they need a baby. And they actually put their biological clock and they turn it into a stopwatch, like it's a two-minute warning. Or it's just something to have that, I guess, the so-called feel complete. Like they have to have their divorce or whatever. Not to say every woman, but there are some who have this mindset. Or some are just willing to have a situation where someone signs off their rights to the child. There's so many wild factors to all this, but it shows you like the fragmented mindsets that these so-called adults have and the consequences that come from them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the truth. It's a lot. You know, and G. Stewart was saying, you have to practice financial planning for kids. You know, if you have the money to do it, do it. But a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people have the kids and then worry about the money later. you know, which is crazy, but that's what a lot of people do. It's like, I know kids are expensive, but we'll worry about them when the time comes. Yeah. Especially when you have people helping you or financial assistance and things like that. But you know what they're trying to do now? They're trying to pass laws. And I forgot what state it was. I want to say Detroit, but I might be wrong. But now they're saying in order for you to get welfare, before you can apply for any type of assistance, they want people to start taking drug tests. Even if then they can actually do random ones. So if they even suspect that you're smoking or whatever, they can have you do a drug test. And if you fail, you lose a portion of your benefits. If you end up failing again, then you lose all of your benefits. So how do you feel about them, doing that in Detroit? I believe it's Detroit. It might be a different state. I know it's been a few states that have been wanting to do that as well.
Just like a lot of these things, I have mixed feelings about it. I mean, I guess in some ways people use legislation and other methods to, like, try to stem the tide with overpopulation or the things with the foster child care racket, which is a whole nother show in itself. So I'm going to sit there and find out more information about this one, because I know each state is different, but it is interesting with Detroit, especially with the population 90% black. So there's a lot of things I have quite a few questions about as well, since you brought that up.
Yeah, it's a lot of states that are now trying to implement different rules, and I think they're doing it basically because the money is, you know, running out. Bonfire 11 is saying that it forces people to be clean and not take advantage, you know, and that's true too, but people are going to find ways to take advantage of any situation. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think that, you know, I think drug testing can be beneficial. I just feel like if you can't get up and work, why are you smoking weed all day?
Right.
It must be nice for you to have a blunt every morning. But I got to get up and go to work. You know, if you can spend your free money on weed and, you know, ecstasy and mollies, that's nonsense. You should be. I don't see a problem with it. If they don't drug test people, that's fine. But if they choose to, when somebody's giving you money, right, let's say it's my money, and every month I'm giving you a check, Ronan, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not telling you how to spend your money. But if there's stipulations on how you're going to get my money that you're not working for, you can't complain. You get what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of people get upset. But, again, if you don't want them in your business and if you don't feel like you should have to take a test, don't get free money. Because when you work a job and you're getting a check from your job, then if you want to buy all the pills you want, all the weed that you want to smoke, then you're entitled to that. But when you're getting government assistance, they do have the right to dictate who can get their money and if you qualify and how you can or cannot lose your benefits. So I definitely think that that's probably is going to be the future of it, but I think that they're pushing it. One, like you said, Detroit is a majority black city. But also I think they're pushing that agenda because the U.S. is bankrupt. They're running out of money. They can barely take care of the citizens who are working every day. You know, you got people working these minimum wage jobs. There's not a lot of good paying jobs out here, but you got people working them trying to do the right thing. And then you got some people who just take advantage. Now, I'm not talking about everyone who's on assistance, because there's a lot of people who are on assistance who do need it. If you're not taking advantage of it, if you're doing what you got to do, you're still trying to find a job, if the shoe doesn't fit, there's no need for you to get offended. But I'm talking about the ones who feel like every year they can have a baby just to get more assistance. Or every year they can just, you know what I'm saying, just apply for assistance, just not work. I know people who've been getting damn welfare since high school. You know, it's like, it's crazy. So it's just like I'm talking about that, the people who just habitually use it, they're on everything. They're on Section 8. They get food stamps. They get, you know, assistance. They get this, this, and that. But then you got somebody who works at McDonald's who has to literally live in, like, low-income project housing in the hood just to make ends meet. But then you got this person who's not working living in a nice-ass Section 8 house.
Yeah.
It, like, it makes no sense to me. Like, you know, so I feel like at times we reward bad behavior. The ones who don't want to work and who don't want to do anything, who are clearly taking advantage, they get all the food stamps, they get all this, they get all this help, they get medical, you know, they get everything free. But then, I mean, when I was laid off, I was so scared of getting sick because I didn't have no insurance, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I couldn't go down and apply for nothing. And my son, he had gotten, you know, what happened? He fell on the playground and he ended up having to get stitches. I had to come out of pocket, like, over $200 just to get his stitches and stuff because I didn't have insurance. But, yeah, still I know some chick named Boom Chica is sitting there with free medical, you know what I'm saying, food stamps, Section 8, popping Molly, smoking weed, going to the club every weekend, and having a ball.
Yeah.
That's the part that irritates me, the ones who take, you know, who just take advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're definitely right about that because we are actually paying for a lot of the stuff that they're, you know, just sitting there on their asses and, like, chilling while people are just, like, busting their ass trying to make things meet. And plus, when you said the United States is bankrupt, it's been like that for a long time. The money you have is a broken promissory note. It's been like that. And, you know, the currency doesn't hold as much weight because it's not backed by anything, really. And so this is no different than glorified Monopoly money, basically.
Oh, yep, exactly. And what's so crazy, you know, there's people in the chat room who are saying that they're on assistance because they're sick and can't work. And I definitely understand, and I know your situation. So, and I know I have other subscribers who are on assistance. So, you know, guys, I'm not talking about y'all because there are people who are generally sick. I have a chronic illness. I'm just, you know, blessed right now to still be able to work. But there might be a time in the future where I'm not able to work. But I did put into the damn economy, so don't you judge me when I can't work. You know what I'm saying? So stuff like that, I understand. I'm just talking about the people who just feel like they just don't want to work. Ain't shit wrong with them. There are people in my family like this. Nothing wrong with them at all. But they get $200 a month in cash, food stamps, everything else. I mean, it's crazy. And it's like I can spend $200 on groceries. Groceries are so high nowadays. You spend $200 and it don't even look like you bought anything. And then you got somebody else who gets $500 a month of food stamps. It's like, what the hell, you know? So it's just, it's kind of crazy. And Roshani was saying in the chat room that she tried to apply for Medicaid, and they told her because she's not under 21 and she's not disabled or pregnant, she can't get it. And it's true. You know, you have so many people out here who are not even able to get medical assistance, who need it for, like, you know, health reasons or just, you know, regular checkups. They can't even get it. You know, but you got people out here, you know, as long as you pop out 2-3 kids, it don't matter. They can get all the assistance and help they want. So I think the programs definitely need to be revamped. I think they should be there to help people. They should be there to help people who genuinely need it. You know, and if you're doing the right thing by your money, you're doing the right thing, you're not out here just blowing it on weed and drugs and, you know, the strip club, then you shouldn't have nothing to worry about if they do decide to do a drug testing. The people who get mad about drug testing are the people who aren't doing nothing but sitting at home smoking weed all day or popping pills all day. Those are the main ones who would be offended. If you're not doing that and you're honestly using your money because you honestly need the help, you're not going to be offended by any stipulations. Because you can't dictate how somebody regulates free money that they're giving you, basically.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that one.
G. Stewart said it's not worth popping our kids just to be on assistance. For some people, it is. For some people, it can be a nice payout.
Well, they actually encourage you to underachieve in so many ways. Not to say there's something wrong with having children, but they basically tell you, we're not going to help you out until you're in a situation where you need us, and we're going to give that assistance to you at a price. So, you know, you see her perfectly healthy and able body, but then, like, how do you do that when a lot of your options are seemingly limited or not of your choosing or what you want? It's
right.
A whole lot. So it's like they're encouraging people to get knocked up. And then, you know, so like you said, like the more kids you have, it's more like a paternity sweepstakes. So when you clean up around the hood holiday, which is like tax time, you have people doing a little
tax time.
Well, I think they're cracking down now on the paternity thing where you're claiming extra kids or something like that. They're really cracking down on that stuff now, especially out here in Texas. So,
well, I think the thing, and I didn't know it was like that even with the taxes. I never really paid attention to it because I think people get so mad, like, oh, I don't get nothing back in taxes, especially if you don't have kids. I have kids, so I get back, you know, decent taxes, which is cool. But I know people who don't have kids who work, they don't get nothing back or else they have to pay in. And then the people who don't work, the less you work, the more you get back.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess I can kind of understand, but then I can see how it's unfair. Because then you got somebody who's making, let's say they're making $50,000 a year. That sounds like a lot of money, but when you take into account your car note, rent or mortgage, bills, they got kids themselves, you know, even with kids, you can only get back so much once you hit that $60,000 a year mark. You know, so it can be very hard for people, and people can get frustrated. I remember I went on the IRS website, you know, just looking for a question. And I didn't even know they had a forum. They had some type of chat room in there. And people were going off. It turned into this huge debate. They were going off on welfare recipients. They were going off on low-income people. You know, you had people on there like, I make, you know, $75,000 a year. I shouldn't be forced to pay back taxes to take care of you guys. And then the people who are on assistance are like, you know, it's not our fault. I'm on assistance because of this. So they were literally going back and forth in this forum. It was crazy. And like, I didn't even know the tax debate was that, you know, hot. But I guess it makes sense. You know, somebody's working all the time. And then when it comes down to tax time, because you don't have kids to claim, you don't get back anything.
Yeah. it's a mess. I mean, it keeps people divided in a number of ways, especially like a class, like so-called low class, middle class, upper class, whatever's left of middle class. I mean, it's like, again, there's things that happen in different so-called classes that most people don't even talk about, or, you know, that are have yet to be uncovered. So they always mainly highlight the so-called poor as the reason why everyone is suffering as far as financially, when really it's a whole lot of different factors that we can't even get into today. A whole lot of shit.
Oh, Ariel just jumped in the chat room. She said, I only made $7,000 for 2012. I got back $20 for my refund, and it cost me $27 to file my taxes. So I'm assuming, Ariel, you must not have any children. Now, if you have one or two kids, I'm telling you, with her making $7,000, you'd have got back damn near $7,000 if you would have had up to two kids.
Yeah,
she must not have no kids. Yeah, see, she don't have no kids. If you would have had some kids and you made that amount, because, see, the less you make and you have children, the more you'll get back. So if you would have had a kid or two, she would have got back all that money and more. So it's crazy how it works. It's like if you don't have kids, it sounds like you get punished too, because that's what a lot of people are saying in that IRS chat room. Like, you know, I don't want to have children. I'm cool. I don't want no kids. So why am I being punished? Why don't I get, you know, y'all get a child tax credit and y'all get this, you know, school credit and this credit for having kids, but I don't want any kids. I don't want to bring no more kids into this world. Why am I being punished for not overpopulating the world? I mean, they was getting mad. I mean, the debate was so heated. It was insane. But I can see everybody's point, because it's like, okay, so I don't have no children. Why are there no tax breaks for me? Because this person had five kids, why is she getting tax breaks? You know what I'm saying? So I could understand the debate. But, yeah, it's crazy, because my brother, he just, you know, he has a baby now, but I don't know what they did this tax time. But I know that was always his complaint, was, you know, he would make about $30,000 a year or whatever, and he'd always have to pay it back. But then the girls who worked with him, who made about the same amount, because she had, you know, four or five kids, she'd get back like $6,000, and she's going shopping and coming to work with new Coach bags, nails done, everything.
Yeah.
You know, people wild out during tax time, new TVs, you know, new cars, there's all types of stuff. So it's I don't know, it's a crazy society.
But you know what? I think they tend to so-called reward certain people, because they already know, like, we're going to get that money back anyway, because we're going to spend it on bullshit. You know, just like you said, like, you know, with the hood holiday that's recently going on or about to end real soon, you got people out there who buy, Chrysler 300s, shit that they don't need, but they want to look flashy for a few months or going into the summer, when other things that they could be investing their money in. And a lot of times the money doesn't go to the kids, because they'll sit there and look fresh and everything, and the kids look dirty as hell. So... It says a whole lot, because, like, you have to think about it. It's like, okay, well, go ahead and claim all your kids and all that stuff. You know, you can get this money, and we know you're going to spend it in so many ways. So it's like they encourage it, you know, giving a kid all the candy they want, not paying attention to the cavities that they're creating.
Right. Yep, it's insane. It is insane. Oh, my gosh, we got about 36 minutes left. Today's show's going by so fast. Lots of good conversation when it comes to money and stuff. People got something to say.
Hey, Chief.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell happened to Florida this time?
Florida. That's my city. I mean, my state. I'm going to be going down to Miami. I'm supposed to go to Miami in a few months, but I'm kind of nervous. I don't want to get it tagged. So basically, there's another, I don't know if you want to call it a zombie attack, but it's just always something going on. Oh, hold up. VH1 said, I wonder how much the Duggars get for tax season. You know what? They might get a few breaks, but they're not going to get back a lot, because you can't really even claim. They only give you for up to two kids. I think it might be three. But after three, it don't matter. So they probably be selling their kids and stuff. Like, you can borrow this Duggar and you can borrow that Duggar. Who knows? But you can only get so much. You can only get up to three kids during tax. You can't claim all 20 kids.
Damn, that's a whole lot of fucking there.
They got a lot of damn kids. I was flipping the channel the other day, and they were in Japan, and they were, like, sleeping in those little Japanese time capsules, the little capsule things, and they took the whole floor. It was 25 little capsules that the Douglas could sleep in. That whole family just creeps me out. I'm mad that you said she has no walls.
No, I'm just being...
She has no walls. Yeah, I remember when Kay Michelle was saying that at the reunion.
Yeah.
She was telling Kylie Rae that. She's like, you don't have no walls.
Hello.
That's too many kids. She's pregnant every damn year. Mm-mm. And they all look alike. I can't tell one kid from another. All their names start with J. I can't watch. They give me a headache. I can't watch that show. Mm. Okay, so anyway, so back to Florida. So the woman, basically, this woman was an escort on Backpages.com. And a man went and picked her up. He wanted to have a good time with her. They were going to go to Applebee's, go out to eat and everything else. And basically what ended up happening is he took her to the hotel room. And supposedly she went crazy. She went to give him some head, I guess, and then she just started basically gnawing at his ding-a-ling. And they said that she attacked him down there so severely that he almost bled to death. Excuse me. That he almost bled to death. And the only reason why people hurt him, well, the only reason why he was able to get saved is because people heard him screaming. And they ended up calling the police, and she ended up getting away. But in her mugshot, it looks like she had some bruises on her. So I don't know if maybe he beat her as well or if the police ended up beating her when they caught her. But a lot of people are saying that, you know, it's something going on in Florida. Part of it may be the weather. Other people are saying that there's some type of experimental thing down there. There's some type of base where they do experiments. People are saying that it's some type of zombie attack. So it's a lot of crazy stuff going on with people just feeling like they can just eat people raw. I don't get that at all.
I'm with you on that because I don't know what the hell is going on in Florida because there's a whole lot of ratchet shit happens. But I looked at this whole story and I think the guy has to take a measure of responsibility here because I seen this so-called escort on this back page site and she was not fucking presentable at all. I would not have paid anything, even if she was on clearance. This was bad from the word go. So,
damn, did you just say even if she was on clearance?
Even on clearance. I wouldn't give a shit. It was just like when you saw the mug shots, I'm thinking like, how thirsty would you have to be to really consider hooking up with this one? Now, I know some people like, when it comes to like late nights and people go to the ATMs, you tell me one good thing that people pull out money for at 3 in the morning. So.
I have no answer.
So, I mean, again, the fact that, you know, she was on something and, you know, again, there's a lot of prostitutes who go out there or strippers who hate men even in their profession. They'll play a role of facade, but then, like, some, like, are on one like this chick was. She bit his genitalia, which is kind of fucked up. She could have killed this guy. So, like, again, she could be charged with something as far as, like, possibly attempted murder. Who knows? However they want to take it. But you don't know what a person's on. It didn't even matter if she's an escort. She'd be a so-called regular chick. I mean, there are hookers who work at office buildings, and they sit in the front pews in church. They could be anywhere. But this one... This chick had linebacker shoulders. She was not even in the atmosphere of sexy at all. So, I mean, again, to each their own, but if you're going to spend your money, at least be something worthwhile. I mean, don't get something that looks like Bruce Fruit. That's just my opinion.
You are such a mess. Yeah, that whole situation was just crazy. I'm like, first you have the zombie dude eating the dude on the freeway. And then did you see, oh, my gosh, the man survived. Did y'all see his face after the zombie attack?
No.
Ugh. Somebody had sent me the link, and I could have just, I mean, I feel bad because it wasn't his fault, but he looks really bad. I think they're supposed to be doing all types of reconstructive surgery. I mean, literally, he didn't even have an eyeball. Like, you know, he just, you know, the little hole where your eye socket is. So all that was just gone. He looked really, really bad. You know, so I don't know. You know, some people are saying it's the drugs. you know, they must have some real powerful drugs down there, because I don't get why anybody would want to feel the need to eat somebody raw. The whole situation is just sick.
Was the, I mean, I guess the end results of the surgery, was that better or worse than the blue waffle stuff I told you about?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. Because they said that they tried to contact the dude that was attacked, but he was recovering at home with his family. So I'm sure. I'm not sure. G said Florida's a hot mess. I never want to go to Florida, but I do want to go to Disney World. Me too. I've never been to Disney World. I've always wanted to go.
I'm never
trying to stack up my shit. I'm going to go to Disney World one day. Magical Kingdom.
Oh, and T, I seen a few days ago that there's a chick who did even worse than the chick that's been twerking at Walmart and her little Adventures of Twerking thing, because there's some other chick that was out there twerking in somebody's church.
In the church?
In the church.
Wow. There's nothing holy no more. I'm not surprised.
Nope. Nothing at all.
Folks will do anything, anywhere for attention. It's sad, but it's true. It's crazy. Folks don't care. They're going to get it in, and they're going to do them. And that's the end of it. Now, what y'all think about the whole Rick Ross situation? I don't know if y'all heard the video, but he came out today to address the whole rape, the lyric that insinuated rape or whatever. Did you get a chance to see that video by Rick Ross?
I heard about it. I haven't seen it yet, but...
what did you think about the lyrics?
It doesn't surprise me, but... let me take that back. It kind of does, because... this stuff does kind of happen. There's some people who slip some things into people's drinks and whatnot, and they do they rate as possible. I don't know why he would do something like this. This is just about as bad or worse than Lil Wayne, you know, talking about beating the pussy up like Emmett Till. It's just about as bad. I don't go into this because I'm really a little bit annoyed by it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, he basically said that he put a Molly in her champagne and she ain't know it. Then I had sex with her and she ain't even know it. No, he took her home, excuse me. I took her home, I liked it, but she ain't even know it, something like that. But basically insinuating that he drugged her, he slept with her, and she didn't know it. So he tried to come on the radio because people were confronting him on Twitter. So folks were going off on him on Twitter. So he went to the radio station and basically, you know, was trying to, you know, sweeten up everybody. And, you know, this is for all the beautiful women out there. I would never talk about raping y'all, and I would never do nothing like that. It was just miscommunication. I just forgot a few words in there, and you know, I didn't mean for it to come off like that. It was just a bunch of just bullshit. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was talking about. You know, he's saying that he forgot a few words, and he took some words out by accident, and it shouldn't have came across like that. But before you released it to the public, you had to replay the song. And being an artist, you're going to replay it back and be like, well, damn, is there any way that they could take this lyric a certain way? He had to know that. And I think he put it out there because he wanted the attention. I'm not buying that he didn't know.
Oh, okay. You're subject to hear your song a great number of times before it actually goes out, right?
Right.
Okay, then I'll call bullshit. Just call bullshit. You wanted to say something that would have got you attention. You got the attention that you didn't want. Now you're backtracking.
Right. Now you're backtracking. Like you Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk. I mean, it's just, I'm just like, at least own it to your shit. That's the only thing I don't respect. At least for Lil Wayne, he don't care. If I can say one thing about Wayne, Wayne be saying some bullshit in his music. Wayne will kick a line that you'll be like, what the hell? I know he didn't, but Wayne don't care. Whatever comes out his mouth is what comes out his mouth. He don't try and backtrack. He don't try to make no excuses. For him, it is what it is. He still has not, till this day, has not addressed the Emmett Till situation.
No.
And I'm not laughing at the situation of what he rapped. I'm just laughing because Lil Wayne just does not care. He says what he wants to say. If you take offense, oh, well, it is what it is. I don't respect him. I don't respect what he says. But I can respect the fact that he's not backtracking. It's like Rick Rose's excuse was so stupid. But this man backtracks all the time. This is the same man who stole the real Rick Ross's whole persona. And then when they confronted him about it, he just played crazy. Well, you know, there's other people named Ricky. He ain't the only person in the world with the name named Ricky. Yeah, but he's the only person in the world who was a big-time dope boy, who was a big-time drug dealer. And you basically stole his whole persona and marked it as your own. Just like when the GDs confronted him, what he do? He tried to spin that around. I didn't perform in Charlotte because of the GDs, and I didn't hire extra security because of the GDs. I'm not tripping. I'm not paying nobody nothing.
Bullshit.
You know, and then it's like a week. You know, then like a few months later, that whole shooting happened. He still ain't addressed that really. You know, I don't know. He's not credible to me.
No, living a lie is hard work. And this dude is one of the hardest working motherfuckers in the industry because I can't believe shit he says. Nothing. Now, you say you canceled your tour because your manager got the tour dates wrong. No, you were shook because them boys are about to lock your shit down. Or even worse. So, you trying to live your life through someone else's. I can't respect that shit. Some cuts are cool, but I can't respect that shit. That shit is whack. Straight whack.
Right. Jamal said, did Rick Ross cut the check yet? Nah, he still ain't cut the check.
Nope.
Nope, he still ain't cut the check. They've been talking about it on the internet radio. Nah, he ain't cut nothing yet. You know, I don't think he should be, you know, threatened and people telling him to cut a check. But again, if you're going to live that lifestyle and if you're going to portray yourself and act like you are in a gang and, you know, and use their gang emblems, those are some of the things you have to expect. I think the whole thing is just insane.
Yeah, this shit right here. This shit right here. I mean,
Then the chat room talking about how Tip defended Wayne, and I was saying that T.I. does more defending of Wayne than Wayne does. Wayne don't even defend himself, but T.I. be the first one to speak when somebody starts going in on Wayne or, you know, questioning Wayne about his lyrics and stuff like that. Wayne just don't care. Wayne going to do Wayne. But I couldn't believe Rick Ross's explanation that it was a miscommunication. He missed a few words and all this other nonsense.
Not even in a freestyle. Not even a fucking freestyle. You said I miscommunicated or something. Like, come on, man.
Like, you have to write this down. This wasn't a freestyle. And even if you did freestyle in the booth, at some point in time, you hit replay. And you heard, dang, this kind of sounds shell. This kind of sounded like, you know, I might have slipped something in her drink and, you know, possibly hinted at raping her. If that's not what you meant to say, then he should have said it in that context. Fat Pack music. Y'all are wilding in the chat room. Fat Back music. And then after that, he went on to promote Wale's new CD that's going to be dropping.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. I can't even. I can't. That dude. At one point, I thought, like, you know what? Okay. You got people who try to be gangsters. They're this, the so-called... A lot of rappers who want to call themselves, you know, mafia names and say mafioso, living a life when they're not. Okay, at one point, like, all right, whatever. But now it's just getting too much nowadays. Like, you really want to Xerox a person's complete lifestyle. That'd be like someone taking your name and your life, adding a little Photoshop to it, and some bullshit to it and say, well, yeah, it's me. It's lovely D. Like, bitch, please.
Right.
Hang yourself.
You'd be bored because I damn sure don't have no Rick Rosé money. Hope she gets up at 4 a.m. and goes to work. Shit. You know, I want my life. I'm not sipping out champagne and driving a Maybach. For real. It's crazy. Did y'all hear about the situation with Zimmerman's brother? Well, he had tweeted George Zimmerman's brother. I think his name was Robert.
Yeah.
Zimmerman Jr. They look just alike too. I didn't realize they look that much alike. They look just alike. He had tweeted a picture that had been floating around the internet of the kids who had killed, supposedly, allegedly, killed the 13-month-old baby. And the boy in the picture is flashing up a gang sign with his little finger. Then in the picture to the right is a picture of Trayvon Martin, and he's sticking up both his middle fingers. And the tweet says, a picture speaks a thousand words. Any questions? And it has the pictures of both the black boys. And so people were really upset. It went all over Twitter. Piers Morgan interviewed him the other day about it and stuff like that. And he was saying that he sent a series of tweets and, you know, basically it was his prerogative and he's just trying to have his brothers back. So it was just kind of crazy. And they were even asking, like, you feel like it was outright racism. And he defended himself saying that the media was misinterpreting his views and never showed any of his questionable pictures of Trayvon Martin after his brother George shot and killed the teen. Although Robert Zimmerman's tweets were blatantly racist, the issue is almost secondary to the lack of any cognitive or emotional capacity that either of the Zimmerman brothers take responsibility for their actions. So basically, you know, Robert put this up on social media, of course, to get a buzz and to incite racism, whatever. But, you know, so people are really upset about that, and they feel like, you know, he's just trying to get attention. He's trying to take away from his brother's case and this, this, and that. But just own up to it. You know, I don't understand why he's trying to act like the media misinterpreted his tweet. You meant for it to be racist. You're trying to compare the so-called alleged killers of this kid to Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin didn't kill your brother. He may beat your brother up after your brother instigated the situation, followed him, and put his hands on him. Trayvon got the best of your brother, but he didn't kill your brother. Your brother is still here. He's still alive and ticking. So I don't even understand him putting the pictures together. I don't get that at all.
It's bullshit. Basically told on themselves, you know. And you see, you have the mother go out there like, well, how come they don't do this with... They try to do that whole deflection type argument. You know, it's, once you hear someone say liberal media, there's no such thing as liberal media, but you know where they're slanted. Especially with the Zimmermans out there. I mean, hey, fuck them motherfuckers with a rusty lawnmower blade, personally. But he basically, you know, made his brother's case that much more difficult to defend as it is already.
Right.
It just exposed what they were really on. So, yeah, I'm just glad Trayvon, before he was taken away, got to beat the brakes off that bitch.
Yeah, but it's insane. You know, but, and that's the crazy part is when you look at these both these Zimmerman brothers, now I know a lot of people want to say that George Zimmerman is a white man. He's not, he's clearly not full white. You know, you look at both of them, they definitely have Latino in them. They definitely are of a browner skin tone, you know, but for some reason they've been believed or whitewashed to believe that they're just white males. But even the white folks don't claim them. You know, I've seen white dudes going on them on Twitter and say, you know, don't say that he's white. He's not white. He's a Hispanic and call him all types of, you know, racial slurs and everything else. You know, it's kind of funny that they feel like they're just so above black people, but you're a minority yourself. Your mother's a minority. You know, so that doesn't negate the fact you're not 100% white, but it seems like they like to play on that as if they're not, you know, as if they have no minority in them, as if they have no other, you know, ethnicity in their, you know, in their blood, which I just kind of find hypocritical because he's a person of color.
Well, that's the, that's the hilariously sad tragedy that is self-hatred when you assume that you're something you're not. And
right.
So I can't wait till he goes to jail and makes some new boyfriends.
Yeah, that whole situation is crazy. I know you heard about the Derrick Rose, his team, Chicago Bulls, beating the Heat and took that streak, that winning streak. My son was happy. He's a big Bulls fan.
Yeah. I heard about it. People going nuts saying, I think it was LeBron James was crying or something, complaining about it or something like that. I mean, okay, a streak is broken. They still made history. You know, you win a championship, makes you feel better. But again, I mean, so be it. I mean, you got some people crying. You have some people upset. You have some people gloating. I mean, that's a, it's kind of like the beauty and tragedy of sports. But, you know, I still think it was accomplishment nonetheless. So, you know, if he was out there actually crying about it like a little bitch, then that's something in itself. But still, not too many teams can put up a streak like that, you know. Some do, but in the, some do, but in the opposite direction. Bobcats.
That's the truth. They tried. They truly tried.
Boy, oh boy.
So we're down to about 14 minutes here. So it's been going by really, really fast here. And I just did want to touch on real quick here before we end up going. Did you guys hear anything about Adria Richards, the tech girl who got the men fired?
The what?
She's a technology, an IT chick, and she got some men fired from their job for making some inappropriate jokes at PyCon. It was a developers conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to send you the story because I'm going to make a video about it. I know G. Stewart wanted me to make a video about it, but it's kind of just crazy. So it took me like literally 4 hours to decipher everything because it's such a twisted, long story. We don't have enough time to break it down. I just didn't know if you were keeping up with it. It's kind of a crazy story. I'm only interested in it just because I do IT, and the girl's like a crazy feminist, and it's just a lot of stuff that happened with that whole situation. But it's a long, complicated story. I just wanted to know if you had heard about it.
Oh, no, I'm interested in hearing about this one.
Anonymous got involved. Yeah, it was so crazy. Anonymous ended up getting involved. Anonymous ended up getting her fired. Now people are screaming racism. Oh, it's definitely taking a crazy turn.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we're going to talk about this one.
We might have to talk about this next week's show.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that one.
This is the same.
Well, T, what's on your mind actually today? Something, give the audience something genuinely honest you'd like to get off your chest.
Man, I'm glad I ain't got to work tomorrow. But I have to work Easter Sunday. Where they do that at? So I got to go in this weekend, but I'm off tomorrow. So I'm going to just be, doing a few things, running some errands. I'm going to try and make some videos if I can. I'm going to try and do some videos. But that's really about it. It hasn't been too much going on. Oh, this chick, she tried to confront me on YouTube. She sent me a message. No, she left me a stupid comment. I ended up blocking her. But I guess she is related to the lady who bit the man's ding-a-ling off. And she was like, F you. You don't know the whole story, da da da. And I always find that funny when people try and come at me for, like, my commentary. And it actually has a news clip in there. I didn't make this up. I have the news footage. So are you cussing out the news people as well? Are you going down to Fox, you know, Miami or Fox Orlando and going off on them? Are you going on their Facebook page and telling them straight? You know, it always kills me when they want to kill the messenger.
Well, I have a question for you, T. Like, what more do you need to know, or what more that you don't know when someone has caked up blood around and on their face and someone's mutilated genitalia? What more don't we know?
I don't know. But she claims we don't know the whole story. She's basically trying to make excuses for her family member. That's all that is. And I understand we may not know everything that happened in the room, but trust me, you weren't there either. It was two people in the room. You're just hearing the side that they're telling you. Doesn't mean that you know exactly what happened either. And then there's also, G. Stewart is asking in the chat room, did you guys see the fight on World Star Hip Hop where the chick beat the other girl's head in and she started bleeding real bad?
No, not yet.
Everything is kind of blurry, but you can see the blood and stuff like gushing on the floor. It's gross. I was sent the video yesterday, and like I was telling G. Stewart on Facebook, they're clearly saying the girl's name. Even though they try to blur out the faces, the dude's like, good job, Carrie, or whatever her name was. You know, it was just so unneeded. They're saying that supposedly she beat the other girl up the way she did because she put her hands on her child. I'm not buying it. I think it was more to it than that. I know as a mother, somebody messes with my child, I'm going to get upset too. But you're not going to beat nobody's butt like that to the point where their face, you're smashing their face into the ground and they're just pouring blood and you still won't stop. Because if she did something that horrific to your child, the police should have been called. So something don't make no sense. The way she beat her seemed more like a drug debt. Like she smoked her last stash. You know what I mean? Because it's like you that upset. But I don't see nobody going that hard. I mean, yeah, you're going to go hard for your kids, but if it's something that horrible, like let's say the bride, you know, was touching her baby, you know, indecently or something like that, you're going to call the police right off the rip. You might go and get at her, but the whole thing just seemed like just some ghetto apartment brawl.
I haven't seen this yet, but...
Somebody post a video in the chat room.
Yeah, no, I'll check it out. But for someone to get beat like that, I understand where you're coming from. You say it might be something with drugs or money owed to a person, but nowadays, don't take much. It don't really take much. Or someone just looking to get on World Star Hip Hop, yeah, they're going to put on a show at another person's expense. So who knows? It might have been something petty, like, I don't know, old girl fucked her baby daddy or something, or the third one. Who knows? But
right.
It's kind of hard to tell nowadays. Like, some people just do some of the dumbest shit for dumb shit.
Right. People crack me up in the chat. They're like, why do you need to know the whole story? There's no excuse for that behavior. Sure. Exactly. People love to, you don't know the whole story. Ma'am, no one should be biting off anybody's penis.
No.
I don't need to know the whole story to know that shit is not right. You know, I just find that funny when people are like, you don't know the whole story. Or they come something on World Star Hip Hop. You don't know why I beat her ass. But you put it on the internet, so you're leaving it open for interpretation.
You know, this is like you coming home from work and you see your significant other getting fucked by two people and they have the nerve to say, it ain't what it looked like. What the fuck am I looking at then? Tell me what the fuck I'm looking at.
Right. You don't know the whole story. I just tripped and landed on his dick. That's all.
And the neighbor came over and, I don't know, they fell up the stairs and their clothes fell off. I mean, just, come on. You cannot bullshit a bullshitter. You can't. We know the price on bullshit. So, you did yourself a disservice trying to explain shit that was already established that was fucked up.
Right.
Your auntie or whatever was out there, not just hoeing around on the knockoff of
pages. Right. He didn't just run a file till she posted an ad and said,
come and get it. And she decided she wanted to gnaw on dicks. There's nothing really to explain after that. Not much. Ain't much. So.
Right.
I mean, again, hey, I understand you're trying to protect your family, but you knew your family's fucking up. If my family's fucking up, there's only so much I can say. Like, well, you got that one.
But you know, nowadays people are beyond reproach. You can't go at anyone. Somebody tried to, the mall cop, Darren Long getting arrested. Let's hit on that before we go. We got about 6 minutes left. What did you think about him being arrested?
I think it's bullshit. I think it's like they were upset about the attention that he was getting, and not to mention that, the threat of the hood boogers trying to, you know, press on them. So you got a lot of people that were chased away from businesses, and they said they couldn't pay them. But I think it's like a bullshit excuse saying they didn't have the money to, you know, support him or whatever, but the company should have had his back. I've done security. And again, it's like you have people who are threatening your business and the safety of the people or the patrons that support your business. They should have your back. If they don't, then he's better off not working for them. Because again, like, what's going to happen when these hood boogers rise up and give these people shit? And he ain't going to be there to, like, deter them or keep them away.
Right. But now let me ask you this. Do you feel like some of this attention, the donations and everything kind of went to his head?
I'm kind of torn between that one. I mean, there's a chance that could have happened. But again, like, you have some people who generally support what he was doing, because you've been in businesses where you had people just act a complete ass for no reason, you know, and causing a disturbance for no reason, where you had the chick with her kids out there, and then, you know, somebody could have got hurt, so she decided to continue to start shit. Okay, your ass needs to get paid or to get dealt with. I mean, get away from the property. Because, again, the fact that no one's talking about is a lack of police presence there who could have backed him up. So obviously they knew this nonsense was going on in that area. They should have made their presence known, but they didn't. So he had to do what he had to do.
Right, but I do feel like it did kind of go to his head. Did you watch all his videos? Have you watched, besides him tasing that one woman, have you watched other videos?
Some, and sometimes he, you know, he was a little bit,
the aggressor.
Yeah, knockoff guardian angel, but, I mean, again, hey, come on, dude, I mean, like, if you start shit, you're going to get shit. I mean, but sometimes a lot of stuff is
sometimes, now, admit it. Now, you know, I'm a Derek Long fan. I donated some money to him and everything. I'm not ashamed to admit I did help with that damn $23,000 pot, okay?
Right.
But I will admit, like, sometimes, you know, he would go across the street. He would go way down the street, away from where he's supposed to be guarding, just to go confront somebody or just to go mess with someone. So I do feel like some of the internet fame kind of went to his head. He was even offered a reality show, but I'm like, what is this show going to be about him just tasing random people? You know,
yeah.
So I do think it did kind of go to his head, but I don't believe that he should have been, you know, arrested. I do feel like they should have had his back more, but
mm-hmm.
I think it's time for him to move on. It's time to get another job. You know, there's nothing at that mall that's worth your life. There's nothing at that mall worth risking your life. That mall looks like a straight up hole in the wall. You know,
yeah.
So I think it's time for him to, you know, find something else.
Well, I
mean,
take
your $23,000 and keep it moving.
Well, as far as security too, it's like there are some parameters that you shouldn't violate, otherwise you're liable for situations. Him going across the street and doing that extra shit, he shouldn't have. He should stay on the property. Now, people putting their hands on you while you're doing your job in security, shit happens. You get cracked upside the head with a mag flashlight, or tased, or taken down. Shit happens.
Right.
But for him to sit there and actually attack people at times, well, I would say attack, but overextend his boundaries, then that's uncalled for. I don't support that. But still, you know, more times than not, we haven't seen everything he's done. Some things he's done are questionable. Some things he's done were just.
Right. But, you know, I will tell y'all this. Some of them crazy ghetto birds from that damn video, they come on my video and they curse me out all the damn time. I said, you have to be one of the people who got tased because you're just too damn upset. They get mad at me because I supported him. The one dude called me all types of Uncle Tom's. He told me I wasn't shit. I mean, it just went off on me just because I agreed with him tasing that woman. So, you know, I was like, did you get tased by him? Did you get kicked out the little strip mall? Why are you so mad at me? I didn't tase you. I don't even live in Atlanta.
Well,
but you can tell, if you're going to be a hood booger on camera, you're going to be a hood booger on YouTube.
Yeah. So those who get
mad. If they're harassing me, we got 90 seconds left. If they're harassing me for supporting him in that video, I can imagine what they do to him in real life. Because like you said, we only see so much of the video. I think that after a while they're purposely going down there to antagonize him, but he kind of fell for the okey-doke.
Yeah. But they don't really have much of a leg to stand on when they complain. So if you're upset, get over it. You want to sit there and talk shit? Fuck you.
All right, have
get
fun.
Shit. You get tased,
so we're down
oh well.
To 60 seconds. We had a really good show tonight. That'd be funny if he did a reality show just tasing people. Just walk down the street, just tase random people.
Oh,
that'd
shit,
be a funny reality show. He now he really get beat up then. Just walk past somebody and tase him. What's that? Like, what? Pull out your taser. Can you keep it moving? It wouldn't be funny, but it would be funny. I have a sick sense of humor. Just tase random people. Tase, bye.
Hey, what's up?
Anyways, thank you guys for joining the show tonight. We got 10 seconds left. We will see you guys next week, Wednesday, at the same time. Y'all have a good night.
Wash your hands.